Today's Shir of Bishop Uriemi is Hilchais Megillah. We are starting from Siman Tuf Resh Pei Vav, Din Tainis Esther, Ubo Gimel Seifim. So we're starting with Tainis Esther. As you all know, Tainis Esther comes right before. Tainis Esther comes right before Purim. And it says you're allowed to go ahead and fast before and after. That is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So look at the Shulchan Aruch, Cut Mutter Leisanais. Lifneim ula achareim. You can fast before and after. B'chein behespeg shari. But not only are you allowed to fast before and after, obviously implying you can't fast on Chanukah and Purim, but also you can be masvid. You can give eulogies on erev Purim, erev Chanukah, and after Purim and Chanukah. Ubach kosav. Oh, so now you can see it's not so simple. And we had this, if you remember, in Hilchos Chanukah. For those of you were yoni guys in Chanukah. Kasav the Chanukah also the side of the funnel. The Bach is holy. And he says when it comes to Chanukah, it's usher to go ahead and fast on Erev Chanukah. And that's also the Das of the Prichadosh. Binei Yesh Noagim. And he says, there are those that are Noyeg Lihisanois Lifnei Chanukah Tumuras Erev Rosh Chodesh. There are those that actually have the minhag to go ahead and fast before Chanukah in lieu of fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Because why can't they fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh? It's Chanukah. So they don't have that minhag. And he says, V'ein l'shanos minhagam. And if that's your minhag, then keep it alive. In other words, there's a machlokes, obviously, on poskim. Shulchan Aruch allowing fasting on Erev Chanukah. And the Bach, as you all know, the Bach and the Beis Yosef were both on the tour. The Beis Yosef is who? Shulchan Aruch. The Bach is Cholik, and he says, no, you can't fast on Erev Chanukah. But so he comes and he says to Mishnah Berurah that you'd be able to fast on Erev Chanukah if that is your minhag. But he says, you should not go ahead and do that. Yaakov Panim, Aser Ligzor Bo Tainis Tzibur. And minimally, the community cannot go ahead and be Gozer a Tainis Tzibur. And most of our Tainis that we know of are Tainis Yachid, your own personal fast. The community cannot come and go ahead and establish, let's say, a communal Tainis Tzibur for Karina or something like that on Erev Chanukah. Yom Rishon Dachat Chanukah, and also first day after Chanukah, after Yachid, Mutter L'Sanos Bo, even though a Yachid can go ahead and fast after Chanukah, Tainis Tzibur also lives over. You can't go ahead and have a Tainis Tzibur afterwards. So again, this Halacha here is focused both on Chanukah and Purim, both Yom Tovim Derabanan, and Shulchan Aruch maintains that you're allowed to go ahead and fast before and after, and be masked before and after. And we saw that there's actually a machlokas with respect to Chanukah beforehand, and he says you follow your minhag, but Tainis Tzibur is out of the question both before and after the Chanukah, as he says. Okay, we move back to now. Sif Beis. Misanim bi Yud Gimel ba'adar. Okay, you go ahead and you fast on Yud Gimel Ba'adar. So obviously, you're allowed to fast on Erev Purim because it's actually a minhag to fast on Erev Purim. I was going to ask you that question. How come does the same machlokas apply to Purim? So obviously, unless you didn't have Tainis Esther, the Bach would agree that you could have a fast on Erev Purim. Okay, unless it goes you are living Yerushalayim, Yerak Kodesh, okay, then you'd have a problem on fasting Erev Purim because your Erev Purim is really Purim. V'im chal Purim be'echad b'Shabbos. Then he says, what happens if your Purim is on Sunday? So makdimim lisanos b'yom chamishi. So then since you can't fast on Shabbos, when do you fast? On Thursday. You don't fast on Friday. We'll see about that. The Tainis, and then we move on to the Ramah. For those of you who are new to Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, so Shulchan Aruch, as you know, is what we just did up until now. And the Haggah is the Ramah. Okay, Ramah usually is an addition, and if he's Choylek, okay, that means it's usually a Machlokes Ashkenaz Sefar, and we follow the Ramah. And here goes the Ramah. The Tainis, here he's not necessarily, okay, being Choylek. He's adding. The Tainis Zeh Eino Chova. This Tainis is not like a regular Tainis coming therefore, one can be more makel when it comes to this fast. We'll see what that means. Right now, can go mubaros o menikos, whether you're dealing with a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, or a chola she'ein bo sakana. A chola she'ein bo sakana is someone who is so sick he can't come to shir. Okay, is someone who's so sick that he can't. He needs to go. He mamash needs to go into bed, or he has a fever, or his whole body is a chola, and he has to go into bed. But then he goes on. He says vafilu rak koavei einayim. This is the extra kula here. And even what? And even someone who's just a koavei einayim, and he's not a chola she'ein bo sakana. Right? He has a headache. It's not. Right? It's not to the point where he's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Like some people might think is allowed to mishir for that type of thing. You can't mishir for a koyev einayim, but you don't have to fast tayis eser. Shemitzdarim harbe. If you really have tzar, lo yisanu, you don't have to fast. The yifru achakach, but you should still come tayis eser in the morning to shia, even if you're not fasting because you're okay. That's one of the problem. All right, aval shar briyim. I thought said here it's just clear misayra. Aval shar briyim lo yifreshu min hatzibur. However, if you're a bari and you're a healthy guy, I just had a test. Not really. I don't have to do it. No, that's what's called being perished not tzibur. It's going against minog, which Chazal say yinashchenu nachash, which means you'll be bit by a snake. Doesn't mean that literally, but don't mess around with minhagim. Okay. Well, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now, and then we will come back to the end of the Ramah. So now he says sif katan beis. All right. For those of you new, that means now sif katan is the Mishnah Berurah. Simchat and Beis. Misanin be Yudgivel Ba'adar. You fast on Yudgivel Ba'adar. Ki, why? Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. It was in the days of Mordechai Ve'Esther. Nikalu B'yoyim Shlesha Asar. They got together on the 13th day of Adar. Lilachem, to fight. V'lamod al nafsham. Right, to fight for their lives. V'yitzrichin levakesh rachamim. And they had to actually daven. For rachamim. And tachnunim, mercy. Shiyazreim Hashem. Hashem should go ahead and help them, to go ahead and allow them to go ahead and seek nakama on their enemies. And we know, believe it or not, that when you fight in a war, it's not all about you. You have to also have davening. It doesn't mean the guys who are fighting are davening. You should make sure if you're fighting, you're shooting the guy in the head and not down from Esrei. But it means that yom milchama, there is tefillah going on. And it cannot just be that you're assuming you're going to win this battle alone. Shekein Amru Razal, Shemesh Rabbeinu Allah Shalom Yom Shenilcham Yom Amalek Hayim Asana. The day that what? The day that Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and the day that there was a Mocham with Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? He was fasting. Hayim Asana. Okay, and as you all know, Tainus is interlocked with what? Tefillah and Tachnunim. That's the idea. Tain is not just that you think about how starving you are the whole day and when and what time is the fast over. Okay, gam b'imei Mordechai. So if that's the case, then for sure, and they're Mordechai. They were fasting on that day. L'chein nagu kol Yisrael l'sanis v'shloishasa v'adar. And therefore the minag was that all B'nai Yisrael, the minag is that all B'nai Yisrael nowadays goes ahead and fasts on the 13th of Adar for Nikra, Tainus Esther, and it is called Tainus Esther. To remember that Hashem, Roa v'Shomea, he is aware of what's going on. He sees, hears, kol ish be'esaraso, every person in their saras. Kasha yisane v'yashuv el Hashem v'chol levavo. When that person goes ahead and he fasts and he does tshuva in his heart, Moshe asal b'yamim ha'heim, like they did in those days. So that's what this tainus commemorates. Okay, it's not commemorating the 3 days of fast, right in the Megillah, that they fasted. It's a different fast. Okay, this is the fast of Tainus Esther, which again is specifically for what the Mishnah Berurah just mentioned. Sif katan gimel lisanes beyoyim chamishi. So if Purim falls out on Sunday, then when is Tainus Esther? On Thursday. Aval be'erev Shabbos. However, on erev Shabbos, ain koyvin Tainus batchila. You don't have. And you can't establish a tainus starting it. You can't go ahead and establish a tainus initially to be on what? To be on a Friday. In other words, you'll ask, didn't we just have a tainus? Sorry, but teves, when? On Friday. How could that happen? Why didn't we move it to Thursday? Because the pshat is, they weren't kaiveya. They didn't establish the fast of Asar B'teves on Friday. If it happens 1 year to fall on Friday, so you have to fast on the Friday. But here we're talking about, really, the fast falls out when? on Sunday. So to go ahead and establish that when the fast falls out on Sunday, we're now going to be Kaveya, a different day, and that day should be Friday, that they don't do. Okay, you got that? They make Kodesh Shabbos. We cover the Shabbos. The feature of Gilam Batanis Loimar, because what's the whole thrust of a Tainis? Loimar Slichos Vesach Nunin, to go ahead and to engage in Slichos, that we say, right? That's the Slichos, Yeshiva, you do Slichos, right? On Tainis, right? Slichos Vesach Nunin, Uver Shabbos Lo Yitake, Lasos Kain, Lefi Shalo, Yuchol Lutroch Lekod Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, you really can't go ahead and establish something like that, because people won't be able to go ahead and do what they're supposed to do on Erev Shabbos, to go take care and make Chavlas. If your wife makes challahs, and you're going to go ahead and what? If you don't make the challahs, you're going to go ahead and clean up the house and mop the floor and do something. Erev Shabbos, go shopping, pick up extra Pepsi Max. Huma shehoya baderech b'shochach shemesanin b'yoyim chamishi v'achal. What happens if someone was just like, you know, on his way and he was spacing out, spacing in the chips? B'shochach, he forgot that he was sanin b'yoyim chamishi. He forgot that he fasted on Thursday v'achal and he ate. So what do you do, Rabbi Boysen? Uvalayla ba leveso b'shama sheha'olam hisanu hayoyim. So what happens? Uvalayla, he comes home, and he goes, uh-oh, everyone fasted today. Uh-oh. So we usually like remember right after we take our drink from the water fountain. Okay, he got home on Thursday night, and he realized what's going on. So what do you do? So he says, in that case, interestingly, you sat on the machaber of Shabbos. Then you would go ahead and fast on Friday. Then he says, "Maharil lo haya magid ha'halacha b'tainis Esther b'nei she trudim liknois archeper." So now we're coming to another interesting halacha that, like, you know, we have an Indian of, you know, preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So now you're on Tainis Esther. So the Maharil had the following minhag that he wouldn't go ahead and give the different halacha. Right? Let's say Rosh Hashiva. Let's say on Tainis Esther, right? So he doesn't give us the halacha. So I say, why are you giving halachas? Because we want you guys to get out early and buy shalachmanis. Anyway, but that really is not going to be an afkamina, because you're going to go to shir afterwards and go buy shalachmanis on Tuesday. Anyway, like this, because it's fine. But in principle, lo yamagin halacha Tainis Esther. Why? And they should truly look nice to Purim, because people have to go ahead and buy things for Purim. In lo kishachal Purim yom rishon. Unless, of course, Purim was when? On Yom Rishon. So then, why not give the halacha? Okay, because it's not Mamish Erev Purim. It's Thursday. Because of Eliyahu Rabbi Yerli, the Chol Zemayri, Leilech La Yeshiva, Ala Lelimud HaKavua, Bebeis HaMedrish, Eino Bechlal Zeh, the Ein Bezeh Kol Kach Bitul Sarche Asuda. He says, this is all, okay, talking about where he have it that people would not go to yeshiva. If he gave his halacha, people would come to yeshiva. Now we go ahead and be mevatel lot. Now go ahead and be mevatel for the tzibur, going ahead and taking care of the tzarchei purim. But if a person has a his own limud kavua that he has in the base medrash, that you shouldn't be mevatel. In a chazet, the aim is that kol kach bittel. That's not really a bittel in the tzarchei suda. You can do both. The ain omer mitzikascha boys a Shabbos, and the Shabbos before Purim, if it falls out on Sunday, you don't say sitkascha, because sitkascha is like tachnun. You don't say tachnun erev, right? Erev purim. Okay, you don't say in mincha. So too, you don't say sitkascha in the mincha on erev purim if it's shechal purim l'machar. Kemo shein omrim, like we just said, tachnunin be'erev purim b'chol. Same way, we don't go ahead and say tachnunin erev purim b'chol on at mincha time. Kach ein omrim tzidduk hadin b'shabbes shehu erev purim. So we don't do the tzidduk hadin. That's what sitkascha tzedek is on Shabbos, which is erev purim. Let's move weiter. Sif katan dalid mitzdarim. He says if a person has, his eyes are hurting, he's got a headache, okay, I'm not even talking about a migraine. If it's like a real migraine where you're totally gone, that's already a cholesh eimbo sakana. Okay, we're talking about a guy who has a headache, it's really bothering him, but you know, he would still go to work. Alright? So if you still go to work, normally on a fast day you push it. But Tainis Esther, okay, that's a different story. As he says, Zekai al koeve einayim. He says, when it says mitzdarim, that's referring to someone who's a koev einayim. Aval uberes. However, when it comes to a pregnant woman, af she'ena mitzta'eres, they didn't require a pregnant woman to go ahead and fast on this fast of minhag of Tainis Esther, even if she's not mitzta'er, even if she's not in pain. Ken kazav yeshuas Yaakov eli Rabba machmir b'zeh. However, eli Rabba says no. If she's totally okay and she's not mitzta'er at all, so he was machmir that a pregnant woman should fast. Ach bioledes, however, when you're dealing with a yoledes who's mamish a chola kol shloshim gam hu mekel, but you know, even though he's machmir by a meuberes, by a pregnant woman on Tainus Esther, he is mekel when it comes to a woman who just gave birth 30 days after she gave birth. Okay? The did I say before yoledes a nursing woman? That's menikos, okay? Menikos is a nursing woman. Here we're talking about a yoledes kol shloshim yom. Yoledes 30 days after, you also make it. Let's move on. There's sif katan hey, the fru acharkach. So he says you go ahead and you pay it up afterwards. What does this mean? Yeshua's Yaakov and Israel, Mistavra de lokai davazeh rak al kovei nayim. Says according to Yeshua's Yaakov, says Mistavra, this is what just going and referring to someone who's a kovei nayim. She be'etzem yesh alav chiyuv shelo lefrosh minat tzibur. V'yak achshav mishum de kovei le'enav. He says this, what he's saying here is you pay back and you have another fast in lieu of the fast that you didn't take because you had your headache. He says that's what it means, you pay back. Because Yeshua's Yaakov is saying, if you're mitzdayer, you don't fast. He says, if you're mitzdayer, you don't fast. That's specifically going on, according to Yeshua's Yaakov, specifically going on the Kohavei Einayim, the guy whose eyes hurt, his head hurts. So he says there, since he basically had a chiyuv, not to be punished without tzibur, so you make it up, even though you're allowed to be mekel. Therefore, you pay back the tainus at another time, once the ke'ev is gone. Masha'en ke mu'beres, as opposed to what? A mu'beres, umenika, someone who is pregnant and nursing, dipped turos be'etzem, they are what? They are potter, afilo, enon, mitzdarais, even though they are what? They are not mitzdarais. They what? They don't have to pay back. However, for the Rebbach, it's not mashmalik. So what he's saying is that, once again, this seems to be a machlokes, what we're talking about over here. Some say that even a moberes or menenika, they would go ahead and make up the fast at a later time for that fasting. But the pashtus, and this is what the Mishnah from the Mishnah Brura, that would not be the case. Again, whether or not that's actually a minhag olam, even to go ahead and make up the fast, you have all these things. Yaimi, we're learning the halacha from the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura. It says halacha l'maisa is you're going to get, but it's not halacha l'maisa. You know, these types of things, and Mr. Shem, you'll either be your own Rav, it'll be a Talmud Chacham, you'll pass it for yourself, or you'll ask a shayla from your Rav about your wife. Usually they're mekel, don't fast, don't worry about it, but you have to go ahead and ask the shayla. All right, let's move weiter. So then he goes as follows. Aval shabriyim, we said, sifkatan vav, lo yifreshu min hatzibur. You should not go ahead and be pyresh min hatzibur. You have to do it. And then he says, sifkatan vav, afilu haholech baderech, even if you're traveling. Right? And in those days, traveling was a little more difficult than getting in the car and, like, you know, zipping somewhere. The kasha lava tainus. And it's hard for you, the tainus. You would still have to fast. Because you're a bari. You're not sick. You're just going on a push-a-deal. That's your issue. Let's move weiter. Then he says, back to the Ramah. Last line of the Ramah. V'mchal Purim b'yoyim risho. He says, what happens if Purim falls out on Sunday? Where you fast on the Yom Chamishi on the Thursday before. Ah, the Chalbo Bris Mila. And a Bris Mila falls out on that day. Mutter lechol ala Mila. You can go ahead and eat. Okay? On that fast day, the Bris Mila. Ulamacha b'yom shishi yisad al eichlim. And next day, all those that went to the Bris Mila, they will fast on the Friday. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Here we're talking about everyone who was basically invited to the Suda, part of the Suda of the Mila, are allowed to eat, and even more than the 10. And even on Shachris, they're allowed to eat. However, everyone in such a case has to go ahead and fast on the next day. Let's just finish it up right now. And check out the Taz, the Eliyahu Rabba, Shecholkin Alaga. The Taz and Eliyahu Rabba are cholek on the Ramah. The Daitam, the Kviyusa, the Tanisa, who dafka liom chamishi. They say no. The Kviyus, you can't just go ahead and do that. The Kviyus of the Tainis is Thursday. Dalkein asurim kulam lechol biyom chamishi. It's also for all them to eat on Yom Chamishi. The Yasu asuda v'layla. And same way it would be on any Tainis, you have to go ahead and have the Suda when? After the Tainis. if you can have a suda for the whole oilam. Achein, a bali bris, be atzman. However, the bali bris, who are the bali bris? The father, the sandik, the moyel, okay? Achein, a bali bris, the atzman, muteren lechol, biyoim chamishi, achar mila. They can go ahead and eat on the day of Yom Chamishi, even the morning after the milah. But everyone else, the suda has to be post. Okay, I've been in a couple of those post fast sudas of the milah. They ain't sarach l'sanos l'machar, and you do not have to go ahead and fast on the next day if you are what? If you are the bali bris and you actually ate because you're one of the bali bris, you're the father of the kid. You do not have to fast. Same thing as we saw by Tisha B'Av. The Primogonim says if you make it to go like the Ramah, you don't lose out. And they also agree to the Das of the Shulchan Aruch. Ad Kan.